This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Education advocates have been issuing this plea to the presidential hopefuls for months. Please talk about schools. And details of the candidates' platforms have now started to emerge over the past few weeks. NPR's Larry Abramson reports on where Barack Obama and John McCain stand on education.
Both candidates want American students to be the best. And who doesn't? But Senator Obama wants to ride the success in a vehicle that will cost the federal government a lot more than it does now. According to Michael Johnston, it will cost
$10 billion for pre-K. So for 0 to 5, it's roughly $10 billion of a package for 0 to 5, and then about $8 billion in the K to 12 area.
Johnston is a high school principal in the Denver area. He's a soldier in the army of education surrogates for Obama, who is proposing about a 30% increase in federal spending on education.
It includes both expansion of after-school programs to extend learning
time. That's John Schnoor, another surrogate. He runs a nonprofit called New Leaders for New Schools. Schnoor has to talk fast because Obama is contemplating a Christmas list of programs that will reach from cradle to college.
Time as well as strategic investments at the middle school and high school level, where we have
John McCain also wants to get to education utopia, but rather than loading up his vehicle with options, he would remove obstacles from the road. Former Arizona Education Superintendent Lisa Graham Keegan is doing much of the talking for McCain.
Senator McCain's program is all about creating a system in which we get beyond needless bureaucratic and regulatory constraints that are keeping the best and the brightest from coming into education and providing the solutions that we need.
One of those obstacles for McCain is clearly the teachers' unions. Lisa Graham Keegan says rigid teacher contracts are stifling innovation.
If you are constantly counting the minutes and the dollars that go into that endeavor and you refuse to give an extra minute without an extra dollar, we can't go anywhere.
Sound familiar? It should, because Republican candidates have pointed the finger at teachers' unions for decades. Both major teachers' unions have endorsed Obama, despite the fact that he has endorsed so-called performance pay, bonuses for successful teachers, something many unions have resisted. Obama would let teachers negotiate how to dole out those bonuses. McCain would let principals decide, something unions roundly reject. So where is No Child Left Behind in all of this? Obama regularly bashes the landmark education law, saying it's underfunded. But as Obama advisor Mike Johnson says, Obama is not planning to drop the law's most controversial provision, the heavy reliance on standardized tests.
He's not stepping back from that idea that there needs to be a measurement of those questions, and he's not looking to replace assessments altogether with something different.
John McCain also has no plans to overhaul No Child Left Behind, though the Republican senator does say children in schools that fail to meet federal standards should receive vouchers so they can attend private schools. Not unexpectedly, Senator Obama opposes vouchers. Still, there is some hope among edu-nerds that the campaign may change some views about No Child Left Behind. Mike Petrilli is with the conservative-leaning Fordham Foundation.
Barack Obama has focused almost all of his comments on how to improve schools in distressed urban or rural areas. John McCain's platform seems to be somewhat broader. He is talking about issues that could appeal, I think, more broadly to middle-class voters, at least as it pertains to their own schools.
Wherever this issue goes, Obama and McCain will be working in the shadow of No Child Left Behind, which has set the terms of the debate, like it or not. Larry Abramson, NPR News.